There are so many reasons to love Subaru of Gwinnett. And this April, Subaru of Gwinnett is working hand-in-hand with the community because Subaru loves the earth. From being the largest corporate donor to the National Parks Foundation to planting over a million trees, we wrap our arms around the community. It's part of the Subaru Love Promise, our commitment to improving lives in the communities where we live and work. And it's just one reason why Subaru is more than a car company. Visit Subaru of Gwinnett on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth to learn more about how we're taking action.
The Braves Radio Network channel on the Podcast Park is brought to you by Truist Bank. When you start with care, you get a different kind of bank.
And a happy opening day, everybody. Thanks for joining us here on Pregame Daily. He's Chris Domino. I'm Kevin McAlpin. Braves and Phillies kicking things off in the city of brotherly love later on today. And Chris, we had to wait 24 extra hours. It meant we could sit back and watch some of the other games yesterday. Talk about some of the action coming up here in just a moment. But man, a little delay won't rain on the spirits of Spencer Strider and Zach Wheeler. This should be a dandy coming up this afternoon.
So MLB.com actually did the service for us. They ranked all 15 pitching matchups for opening day. And Strider Wheeler was number one. And it was interesting because there were some people who thought he's been here longer. Here's Max Fried. There were people in Philadelphia who thought Aaron Nola has been there longer. You just did the new deal with him. He'd get the opening day start. But no, it's going to be Wheeler and Strider. And at least some in the baseball world looked at all of these 15 matchups and said, that's the best one. These are the two best guys combined going out to the mound anywhere in baseball for opening day.
And don't you think that if it was Max Fried and Zach Wheeler, that could still have been the number one matchup?
Oh, yeah. Listen, Max Fried and Aaron Nola might have still been the number one matchup. There's a couple of big name guys that are hurt, and sometimes it's the one guy is the quote unquote star of the matchup. The other guy is lesser. I think the Phillies Braves helps it. I think you're talking about, teams that are in the news for even non-Braves and Phillies fans, because I think they know now that there's a little bit of bad blood. I think there's a little cachet to this being up in Philadelphia on top of everything else after what Brian Snicker said about Philadelphia fans. And we're going to talk to Brian Snicker today, actually, before the game at 11:20. If you catch this early enough, Brian Snicker on 680 The Fan and the 680 app will talk to us live from the building today before that game gets started. But yeah, I think Philadelphia and the Braves is actually a thing that's a little bit bigger than just the two cities.
Yeah. Who do you think gets booed louder? Snit, Orlando Snit. Arcia, or Snit. Ronald Acuna Jr.?
Snit. Snit. Yeah, Snit. I'm going to tell him today. Listen, I hope Brian Snicker enjoys it because he is going to be booed the loudest. And I think after what he said this offseason and some of the other things, again, this rivalry and the fact that the Philadelphia fans have bragging rights, no doubt about it. I just hope Ryan Snicker, after he catches it, who, by the way, there's a consideration. He might be the most respected, beloved guy because of his story and being a World Series manager and Brian Snicker every place but Philadelphia. And even Philadelphia people might have liked him up until fairly recently. But he's going to catch it. And this is what certain cities live for. They want you to know that we don't like you. And the way that you do that is you vocalize it. And they're going to introduce him. He's going to walk out to the first base side and third base side. And they're going to boo the bejesus out of him. And I'm great. That matters. Like this, it's tough to get sort of real beef in baseball. It feels like we got it now.
Yeah. And we do. And you know, it's funny. The last couple of years we were saying Braves Mets. I think Braves Phillies now has supplanted Braves Mets the rivalry in this division, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Look, we've had it with everybody in this division at a certain point. But, when you win the division this many times, it's you versus who? You know, with all due respect to the Mets and the Phillies and the Marlins and the Phillies and the Nationals and the Mets, there's nothing bigger right now than Philadelphia and Atlanta, because it's winning the regular season doesn't matter. And that's what Philadelphia can hang their hat on, not once, but 2 years in a row. So they have bragging rights. They absolutely have bragging rights now, more than the National League East banner that's going to be raised on a home opener here. They win in that department, and they're going to let you know that they win in that department. So look, we say it all the time. It's hard to get – baseball is so local in terms of fan bases. Now the Braves have a bigger, Dodgers, Red Sox, the Yankees, they go across the country more than some other teams, but I like the idea that I think non-Braves and Philly fans do like the idea that these teams don't like each other.
Yeah. And let's get rid of the notion, because I had some people ask me this week, oh, is there a little payback on the line after what? Come on. It's a regular season. There's no payback in order 6 months after that team knocked you out of the playoffs. Let's get that.
Austin Riley's not painting his face blue, getting on a horse and rallying up the troops to, you know, to have that be this Braveheart type moment. That's done. I mean, this is 2024. Yeah. And even these three games, as much fun as they're going to be in sold-out buildings with a really good pitching matchups, really for the whole weekend, it's not going to mean anything other than this is how a season got started for somebody as opposed to the other team.
Yeah, there's 159 to go after Sunday afternoon. It is certainly a long go. Hey, look in your crystal ball, if you would, for me for a second. If I had to give you who Chris Domino thinks on this team could be the front runner for an MVP, and he can't be named Ronald Acuna Jr. Are you going Michael Harris? Are you going Austin Riley? What about Matt Olson? Of those three, would you think one has a better chance? And again, Ronald's like the chalk, so I'm just sort of throwing him out at this point.
So I probably go Austin Riley. I mean, Olson coming off of last year, you know, it's not a home run and RBI thing anymore, the MVP. I'm old enough where it used to be. Yeah. You know, home runs and RBIs won you an MVP. Now it's how well did your team do? What's your defensive value? You know, what position, third base over first base for sure. I guess I'll take Riley because I think if he really does play gold glove type defense, people are going to look at the position. The value of a third baseman is going to be higher than a first baseman. So I think I go Riley.
I'm right there with you, too. I think that this is the year that people really respect and understand just how good of a well-rounded player he is. Looking forward to seeing everybody out there today. And, oh, by the way, I'm really excited to see what the not top 10 second baseman in baseball can do here this year. I really hope that Ozzie can find a way to pick it up and crack the top 10 next year, pal.
I think, listen, I don't – fan voting and everything else, do what you got to do. You want to vote for all Braves. You're a Mets fan. You want to vote for all Mets. You know, that goes back to when all-star voting was punch out the cards. And, guys have told me forever that they punched out every guy in their own team. I do think that Braves fans probably, and if Ozzie has the first half, we certainly know he's capable of, I would like to see Braves fans really push Ozzie into the starting spot. Yeah. I do think that's sort of that big, not top 10. This guy's a starting second baseman in the All-Star game. So I'd like to see maybe that'll happen. And maybe you and I will mention it a few times when All-Star voting becomes a thing. I would love to see Braves fans counter not a top 10 second baseman by putting him into the All-Star game as a starter.
That would be a lot of fun. Hopefully the Braves are well represented coming up in a few months. First things first, you and I get together. We're kicking off our fifth season together, which is hard to believe. I did a podcast yesterday with somebody. They said, how long have you been with Braves Radio? I said, this is my 13th year already. Oof. And he goes, wow, that is crazy to believe. But looking forward to it. I think you're going to be on location enjoying some good barbecue while we're back in studio. Is that right?
Yeah, the Braves are actually throwing some viewing parties with the team on the road before they get home after the White Sox series. So they're throwing some viewing parties actually in Braves country. They're doing it in, I think, three or four different states. Cool. Today for opening day, and it becomes a Friday, which in some ways is better than a Thursday. If you're going to have a 3:05, and if you're going to start the day a little bit earlier, as in getting out of work a little bit earlier, why not on a Friday for opening day Braves baseball? And they're going to do it around Braves country, as we said. They're doing it in restaurants, bars, and they're going to let Braves fans get together and for the first time see this team take the field in a game where the score is going to count.
Well, do us a favor. Send some barbecue. Maybe it's pulled pork or some mac and cheese. Send some back with our crew when they come back to the studio, would you?
I think that's probably a good idea. Here's what I would suggest. When whoever is down there with me is coming back to the studio, give them a heads up, put a takeout order in, and let the games begin for everybody on opening day right here in the studio.
Got to keep the crew happy. It's a long season. We got to make sure they stay well-fed here this year. Hey, speaking of well taken care of, I do want to thank the folks at Beaver Toyota and Beaver Direct. They have taken care of me with my Toyota Sequoia. We are cruising around in style. Safety, security, certainly important when you take the road. And we love our Sequoia. If you are looking for a Sequoia, a Tundra, Tacoma, whatever it might be, a 4Runner, check them out online at beavertoyotacoming.com. And Chris, I just got done. We talked about this the other day. Refinance paperwork, man, it seems like it's overwhelming. It's challenging. It's a bear. But it wasn't so. Using my friends at Lincoln Capital Advisors, they helped us out, walked us through the entire process. I know Blake and Jim. They do a great, great job. And whether it's buying a rental property, buying another property at the beach, or maybe it's up in the mountains, a lot of paperwork. You don't want to do that yourself. And Lincoln Capital Advisors will walk you through every step of the way, and they'll take care of you. You know that just like I do.
Yeah, you can go to YouTube. And as I said, you can figure out how to put a smoke alarm in, probably how to put a toilet in. That's all cool. Go to YouTube. No doubt about it. You don't want to do that when it comes to mortgages, financing, the biggest investment in literally in your family's portfolio is going to be a house. So whether it's an investment property, whether it's your house, whether it's time to sell or not, these two guys can absolutely point you in the right direction. They're open for a phone call to even get the process started. But yeah, I had a buddy who just said, what do I do with the interest rates, what they are? And their conversation led to an investment property. And that's what he did. And he still feels very, very satisfied that they talked to him about everything, about how this is going to be worth this much to you down the road. And that's really what he was doing. He was thinking a little bit further down the road. And those guys absolutely talked him through the process as to why this is an investment that will pay many more dividends than the conversation you're having now, is at the right time or not. So that's definitely part of what Lincoln Capital Advisors can do for you. Don't try to do it on your own. Not really a good play. Kevin and I will be back. We'll do it all weekend long, the Braves and the Phillies, and then the Braves will go to the White Sox, and of course, they'll be home after that. It is the beginning of baseball season. It's opening day. Happy opening day to everybody in Braves country.
There are so many reasons to love Subaru of Gwinnett. And this April, Subaru of Gwinnett is working hand-in-hand with the community, because Subaru loves the earth. From being the largest corporate donor to the National Parks Foundation to planting over 1 million trees, we wrap our arms around the community. It's part of the Subaru Love Promise, our commitment to improving lives in the communities where we live and work. And it's just one reason why Subaru is more than a car company. Visit Subaru of Gwinnett on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth to learn more about how we're taking action.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.